We are driven by two things. I want you to realize something. I wasted all my money on my education. 12 years in university, slog, slave, studied, all for what? They say you're a PhD and you know more. That's not true. You gotta know this process, guys. At BA level, bachelor's degree, you learn everything about everything. At master's degree level, you choose a small subject, and within that small subject, you become the expert. At PhD level, within that small subject, you pick one topic. And you know everything about that topic. That's it. Nothing else. Oil informed about everything else. That's why I said permanent head damage, and I'm not kidding. I wasn't kidding at all. Everything I learned boiled down to this one interesting fact as I studied the brain on my own without the degrees. As you are sitting here, the thoughts going through your head are either a desire or a memory. Think about it right now. It's either a desire, a want for something, or a wish for something, or a memory of something, and a combination in between of both. Think about that. That's all it is. Now, what drives you to the future? There are two things. We're driven by fear, or we're driven by desire. Fear has a particular quality. That's the thing that stopped us from interacting today. That's the thing that stopped us from meeting somebody for the very first time and saying, hi, I like you. Hi, you're a nice person. Go out and say hello to people. That's the fear, because it restricts us, creates panic. We're tightened, we're paralyzed. And ultimately what happens is we don't achieve our goals. The goal was to become wealthy. The goal was to have more love. But how are you gonna have more love if you don't meet people? Are they gonna gravitate to you? So, panic, fear, paralysis. Fear looks to the past. Fear does not look to the future, it looks to the past. It plays out haunting experiences, how they've been hurt before. I remember the situation. I remember, oh, your voice reminds me of my last husband, my last girlfriend. She did exactly the same thing. You're going to as well, I know it. You're gonna hurt me. And they're gonna play all of these humiliation, disappointment, and fear is gonna say, I can't. I see only the risk. I want something safe. Safety is loneliness. You are safe if you don't interact with people. True? Everyone agree? Yeah, you're safe. You're very safe. In fact, so safe, no one's around you. You're safe if you don't drive. In fact, you know the accident rate in Singapore is pretty high. It's safer to be off the road. So, let's not drive. Is that the solution? That's not the solution.